Okay, John Mark, it's all yours.
Okay, friends. Take a deep breath, and on the exhale, be grateful for your friend in the earth. Be grateful that no matter what experiences you've had, still, here you are. No matter what those experiences were and what your relationship was to them, the very same power that you created them unconsciously in the past is still yours, still whole, and still complete, merely awaiting your claim of mastery. To use that power however you wish. And that very power and the resulting experiences are your unique dance in oneness with God. Always has been, is now. And always will be. And as we claim utter freedom, let us realize that Lama Singh never said you're supposed to be grateful for everything. What Lama Singh was pointing to and inviting us that we have the power. To create that experience however we wish. And Julia gave a perfect example of creating it one way and then an instant creating it in a different way and birthing a different experience for her. So set yourself free from any idea. I have to be grateful for everything, but embrace the idea I am free. And thank God Almighty, I'm grateful that I am free to create from utter freedom that which I would choose for myself. And as you do, know that your Creator is in. Joyful communion with you in that experience, high, low, good, bad, or in between. Because utter freedom and our mastery frees us into this creative expression, doesn't mandate what our experiences should be. There's no freedom in that. Thank God we're free to create. Thank God we're creating and we can't stop no matter what. But we can claim our mastery. We can embody that consciousness. And in doing so, no wonder the master said, we will do the things he has done and greater. Not because we're good, not because we've learned the secret mantra, but because we merely remember and reclaim the power that has always been ours. And we express it freely. And consciously. Oh my, oh my. Amen.
Amen.